Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2021. Good evening, everyone. Leading the March NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari. By now you will know the results of the recent presidential election. I welcome the support I have received in being returned as President of NZART for another 2 years. I also wish to thank Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB, for putting his name forward for the role. I believe it is a sign of a sound organisation if elections are held for NZART President and Council. It would be good to see more people prepared to put their names forward so that elections for all positions can be held. NZART has a new youth officer, Brendan Graham Ireland, ZL2SA. Welcome aboard. Brendan has taken over the role from Xenia Berger, ZL4YL, when she resigned to pursue university study. As outlined in the next issue of Break-In, NZART is looking very closely at the new Resource Management Act, or RMA, replacements. If you have any experience in this area and wish to help out, then can you please get in touch? Just like in the recent success of Team New Zealand in the America's Cup, if we can get a good team together, we may be able to get a good outcome for amateur radio, especially in the area of antennas for use around the country. Then we don't have to rely on watching 70-odd district councils and submit and fight through each planning process every 10 years. With time marching on, it will soon be time to head off for conference. There is plenty of information in the next break, and including the registration form, timetable of events for both amateur and alternative programs. Remember, with the travel bubbles, transport and accommodation will be at a premium, so don't muck around and get in early to confirm your arrangements. Conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 5th to the 7th of June 2021, in Napier. There is also information about this on the NZART website. NZART financial reports were not available for publication in the March-April issue of Break-In, so will be published in the May-June issue, due out in early May. The auditor-reviewer has not completed his work before the close-off for the current issue. Recently, I met with Don Robinson, ZL2TYR, CEO of AREC, where we discussed the progress on the work streams approved under the government's budget allocation from last year. While perhaps some areas are not going as fast as we first thought, all are making progress. I believe that the first batches of the new AREC ID cards have been dispatched to AREC members. Remember that you must be a financial member of NZART to be a member of AREC. So if your membership has expired, please renew it to remain current with AREC. Contact NZART HQ if you are unsure of your membership status in this area. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, the President of NZART. The VHF-UHF low band contest for 2021, that includes all bands 6 metres up to and including 70 centimetres, is to be held on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of April. The rules for all VHF-UHF contests can be found on page 26 of your Jan-Feb break-in or on the NZRT webpage. Under the Activities menu, select Contests, VHF and above. It's to Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to our NZRT Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, said L2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and pomarie, everyone. As Mark has mentioned, we are fasting approach conference weekend in Napier. As is customary at this time, I need to remind all branches to consider nominations for the annual awards to be presented at the AGM. Nominations for Young Amateur of the Year, Amateur of the Year, and the ZL1HB Memorial Award are all awards that need to be considered. The latter award can be presented to someone in your branch whom you believe has gone above and beyond to assist fellow amateurs or the branch throughout the year. The criteria for this and the other awards can be found on the NZART webpage. Lastly, regarding awards, do you know someone worthy of life membership to NZART? This prestigious award is announced by the President at the AGM and is voted on by members present. Nominations close on the 30th of April for all awards, so please send your nominations to headquarters on or before this date. I will be sending out statistics to branch secretaries, all those members within your branch who will be eligible to vote, not only on the life membership presentation, but also on the remit to be approved at the AGM. If you have any queries regarding your branch's members, please contact me so I can confirm if a particular member is current or has chosen his or her affiliation with your branch. Often, an NZART member can be a member of more than one branch, but for voting purposes, they may only select one which is included in our membership database. I understand there has been some discussion regarding the recent elections, or more importantly, some members no longer receiving headquarters info line. Last year, this publication was returned to headquarters to put together articles and to distribute those who have subscribed. MailChimp, the new program we use to create InfoLine to circulate to members, can often be seen by some email providers as junk. Please check your spam folders, and if you cannot locate any issues of InfoLine, please send me your email address so we can make sure you are on the list of recipients. And just to check that you are receiving it, the HQ InfoLine calendar can be found on our webpage. So have a look in your inbox and spam folder the day after publication to make sure you receive it. Alternatively, you can download it, any issues, from our website. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. This year's NZART Conference is being held over Queen's Birthday weekend at the East Pier Hotel and Conference Centre, Ahuri, Napier. It will follow the customary format with NZART and AREC AGMs on the Saturday, that's the 5th of June, and technical forums and special interest groups on Sunday, the 6th of June. Alternative programs timed for 10 a.m. through 3:30 p.m. on both the Saturday and the Sunday will include popular Hawke's Bay destinations and attractions. There will be dinners and entertainment both evenings. Full details and a registration form will be published in your March-April issue of Break-In. Plan now for NZART Conference 2021 in Napier over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 5th and the 6th of June. For an update now on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The amateur radio license is getting a new look in the UK, and hams there are getting a sneak peek. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us more.
Hams in the UK can get a preview of what the new amateur radio license will look like by visiting the website of Ofcom. It's available there in draft form, and comments are being accepted until the 18th of April. The new license will become effective on the 18th of May and contains a number of changes, including details about electromagnetic field exposure compliance. The EMF wording has been somewhat controversial amongst some amateurs who consider its inclusion unnecessary. Ofcom have also opted to delete the reference to the old full reciprocal license that was abolished in 2016. See the printed version of this script at arnewsline.org to find the URL where you can download a PDF of the draft license or to submit your comments. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
There's a first for everything, and one group of ham radio operators has decided it's time for them all to jump into the water, at least figuratively, for their first de-expedition. Jack Parker, W8ISH, has the details.
This is going to be a summer of firsts for the amateur radio team descending on C6A, Islands on the Air, with designator NA048 and FL05, also known as Bimini Island in the Bahamas. According to DJ N4RRR, one of the organizers, it will be a first de-expedition for everyone on the team, which includes some disabled military veterans. DJ said that because the Caribbean island is also a prime tourist destination, some of the hams will be bringing their wives for vacation activities. The hams have applied to use the call sign C6AHA. He said some of their antennas will be positioned to enable Europe, Pacific Islands, and Australia to get C6A in their logs. DJ told Newsline, quote, "We plan to light up C6A for everyone to get it in their logbooks," adding that "we hope people will be nice and forgiving with us and let us make the most of this trip, being first-timers receiving pileups." The trip is scheduled for July 14th through the 21st. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
If you're hearing this newscast in southern Germany, get ready for a new operating challenge coming your way starting April 5th. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has those details.
The Mountain Award Scheme, known as HEMA, is about to arrive in southern Germany. Created 10 years ago in the UK, it appeals to hams interested in the range of operating challenges that exist between the Global Mountain Award and Summits on the Air schemes. In fact, HEMA hams are more interested in achieving contacts with or between summits than merely collecting points. Inclusion of the new Alpine DL area means that any hams interested in getting their first contact as a chaser or activator should be near their radios from Easter Monday, the 5th of April onwards. For rules, see the HEMA website at hema.org.uk, where you can register and access the spotting page. Then, keep your eye out for activations of those newly authorised summits. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm HEMA DL Coordinator Ed Durant, DD5LP.
14 new amateur radio satellites are in orbit following their launch on March 22nd from Kazakhstan. They were deployed by a Soyuz rocket. All are operating on bands allocated to the amateur satellite service and have been coordinated by the IARU Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel. Three other satellites launched with them, KMSL from Korea, Unisat 7, and Wildtrak Cube Simba from the University of Rome, do not have amateur missions. A special event is commemorating the 117th anniversary of Italian settlers' arrival in southern Chile. These stations will be on the air until Sunday, March 28th, from Italy, Argentina, and Chile. They are II4CPC, LU6DK/D, and CB6I. There are three special event certificates available. For details, see QRZ.com. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone. Only a few items tonight, and we'll start with Whangarei Branch 28, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, the 7th of April, which is a show and tell from 7:30 p.m. at the Heritage Park Club Rooms. Bring along a circuit if you have built up, or a device that you've modified or repaired, and tell the meeting about it. Any problem-solving tales would also qualify. The next meeting of Napier Branch 25 NZART is also on Wednesday the 7th of April from 7:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms in Latham Street. All are welcome. Down to Rotorua Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 33, which has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 20th of April, starting from 7:30 p.m. You should see your branch newsletter for more details. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART in Dunedin, where meetings are held on Wednesdays in the McAndrew Road Club Rooms. On April the 21st, Ian Gardner will talk of his experiences with Angus Tate and Mountain Radio. And on April the 28th, there will be a debrief on the Otago Rally. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for March 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.